You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now it's time to talk canines, or more specifically, our beloved guide dogs on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we spoke to Liam Archer about George, his guide dog, but he's had a new one since, and he's joining us to tell us about him. Liam, thank you for coming back on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
When was the first time you met Usher? Was it before or during the pandemic?
I met Usher end of February in 2021. I got the call saying that they'd found a match and they wanted me to go to the offices in near King's Cross. So I went up there for our first walk.
How was it when you first met Usher? Obviously, it was a different style of a matching visit. It wasn't in the home. How was it when you first kind of encountered him?
It was a good experience going to somewhere that I didn't necessarily know, which then means for me personally that you can put your trust into that dog more, so you get that better feeling through them.
So let's talk about Usher. Now, I've actually met Usher a few years, obviously, after you've qualified with him, but what's Usher like as a personality?
Usher is a lot more hyperactive than George was. Still the same cheekiness, although Usher will push it a little bit more, and he is very friendly, as you witnessed, with people.
How do you find kind of handling a different personality like Usher, where he's more hyperactive, so requires a bit more work in certain areas?
I prefer it, because the thing I was sort of dreading with the second one is that you would compare it to your first. So if you have two dogs that are completely different, there's no comparisons. So it's for me, better starting with something completely different.
What's Usher like as a working dog? You know, what does he excel at particularly?
He's really good at what he does. So the one little difference is probably, like I said, he gets more distracted by people, which is another battle. But apart from that, yeah, he's really good at what he does.
How do you manage his distractions during work?
Thankfully, there's so many signs that he gives off. He'll start to pull and move a bit faster, his tail goes. So as long as I'm, you know, paying attention to those clues, I know what's coming. And if it's another dog, usually across the road, yeah, sometimes there's a little cry. So I also know, okay, that's a dog, rather than a human.
It's funny enough, my dog does exactly the same. When if there's a dog nearby, suddenly the crying begins and it's like, I know what's happening here.
Yes, thankfully they do that, so we know what's actually going on instead of being a bit clueless.
Yeah, because sometimes if they start speeding up, it's like, well, it could mean anything, but yes, a crying always indicates that. Has he got any kind of quirky habits to his name?
Just like I said earlier, just likes to be a bit cheeky, loves to lick a lot, and yeah, just generally a bit more hyperactive than what George was.
That's quite interesting. Yeah, my dog likes to lick people's hands after they've finished eating, just in case there's something he can grab off them, which is kind of the interesting aspect. How's Usher with other guide dogs? That's always an interesting question.
He gets along with most guide dogs he meets. I don't think he's had an issue with any other guide dogs.
Fantastic. Well, it's always nice to hear about a successful partnership. Hopefully, Usher will work for you for a while yet. How old is he now as of this recording?
He is 7, so hopefully a few more years out of him.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Liam Archer, for telling us about Usher the Guide Dog on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.